At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Segment number two, hour number one, Trevor Rush Hour Hour filling in for Joe Beamer just for today on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Tuesday to everybody out there. Just like I teased before the end of the break, major loss in the music world. We'll get into Clive Davis and his music tenure and how much he left a huge mark on the musical world. But we need to, first of all, I want to get back into giving you an update real quick, because I feel like it's only fitting being the traffic guy here on this awesome radio station, News Radio 930 WBEN. That crash on the 290 West is still there. Nothing has really been moving. Nothing has really changed since our last update there. I know Tom Puckett had you at the bottom of the hour news with the traffic report there. But yeah, there was a crash, multi-vehicle collision on the 290 West near exit 4 at the 990. Multiple people involved, looks like a pickup truck is in the ditch, and maybe possibly a tow truck is involved, or a landscaping truck is in there as well. Multiple people standing around, multiple maintenance vehicles there blocking the right two lanes, and even partially a little bit of the left lane too. So we are seeing some very slow moving congestion there approaching the rumble strips there on the left lane. So this is at the 290 West at exit 4 at the 990, approaching right around the UB campus. And if you're heading towards like the Northtown Center, that area over there, it is very, very slow and some strong delays approaching Sheridan Drive here. So it will take you a while getting out of there. So if you are on the 290 West and you are approaching this, either take a detour, try to get somewhere else if possible, or be prepared to stop, because this traffic is moving very, very slowly throughout that area. But I feel like I should mention that, and if you missed the first segment, we had Brayton Wilson on here to talk about the new Highmark Stadium, the ribbon cutting. He was there, took a lot of great pictures, and he posted them on his personal Twitter account, also on the WBEN Twitter account too. If you want to get spoiled, and not check it out for yourself first, you want to see some sneak peek pictures of this new stadium, I will tell you right now, it looks gorgeous, by the way, the new Highmark Stadium. Feel free to check it out on WBEN on X and on Facebook, I would assume as well. Seeing a lot of good pictures there. The suites look great. The concourses, the field looks even better. The seats are blue and red, rocking the Bills colors. Doesn't get much better than that. And the first game that's going to be played there is going to be against the Carolina Panthers. Preseason, August 15th. That's a Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. So tickets are $117, guys. So get them while you can. And I did listen to that interview that Brayton did with Mark Poloncarz as well. What are we talking about, Orlando? The possibility of the Bills moving to Orlando. Yeah, okay, yeah. Was there any validity to that? Was that confirmed at all? I listened to that on the way home this morning doing traffic, and belly laughed in my car, talking about moving the Bills to Orlando. Isn't that where Central Florida plays their home games? Psh, give me a break. That was never going to happen. But we did have a major loss in the musical world. This was yesterday. Clive Davis, dead, I believe, at 94 years old. Born April 4th, 1932, died yesterday, and lived a great life. But he was probably, if you want to think about it, and you guys are huge musical nerds like myself, he was probably the most legendary record executive, record producer of all time. Responsible for building up the careers and signing and taking off the careers of major bands, major solo artists as well. He signed multiple great bands, great artists, and lived until he was 94 years old. Signed many artists. So we hit you with the Santana open coming out of the break here, and there's a reason why we did that. But he signed Santana, Bruce Springsteen to contracts with their record label, Pink Floyd, Janis Joplin, Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Aerosmith, Billy Joel, the Bay City Rollers, Whitney Houston, Barry Manilow. I mean, he was credited with bringing them both to the top of their careers, Whitney Houston and Barry Manilow, two very legendary names in the musical world. And yeah, he was, I believe he was the CCO. I don't know if it was Sony Music Entertainment until his death from yesterday, but I don't think a day went by where he wasn't doing any form of work whatsoever. But the musical world lost an icon, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a non-performer in 2000. A lot of great record labels as well. RCA, J Records was a big one. And speaking of J Records, I want to tell you all that I think Joe Beamer mentioned some MTV shows on his show today. One of the big shows that came from J Records was Making the Band, which was the first ever, I think, music reality TV show ever. And that was based off of Clive Davis's band O-Town. So we have to mention right now, the Beamer family and the Howard family are going to the O-Town 25th anniversary tour in September. That's right, we're watching the four fellas from O-Town in their 2000s tour. I think LFO will be there, and I think that, I don't know, maybe BB Mac might be there too. But that was one of the bands that Clive Davis signed to their personal record label, and didn't have that much, or didn't have as much success as maybe a Aerosmith, Billy Joel, or a Whitney Houston would. But I mean, some of my earliest musical memories were from watching O-Town live in New York. We still do have that DVD, by the way. And if you're not into boy bands, you won't like it. But myself, I think my sister, the Beamer family, are taking on the O-Town 25th anniversary tour in September in Buffalo. One of the earliest memories of music for me. So when I heard yesterday that Clive Davis passed away, it kind of broke my heart a little bit. But 94 years old, I mean, nothing really to scoff at there. He got his undergrad, I believe, at New York U, and he went to Harvard Law School as well. So he's a pretty successful businessman as well, record executive, record producer, record owner, record label owner. A&R executive. This guy did it all, and had some legendary artists who have achieved a lot of success. So rest in peace to him. And I don't know if anyone's going to be taking over Sony Music Entertainment up until now. Maybe somebody down in the family will, because according to this, he does have four children, so maybe they can take over the business. I mentioned O-Town, I mentioned Clive Davis, may he rest in peace and everything, but I do want to get into the musical topic here, which I thought would be a lot of fun, guilty pleasure music. Now, if you're hanging around me, or if you're hanging around my friends, there's no such thing as a guilty pleasure song. I have a friend who hosts a lot of parties at his house, and he plays everything in the book. Like, he'll play some country music, he'll play some rap stuff, he'll play a lot of remix stuff. Nothing is a guilty pleasure. But if I were to pick one, out of my repertoire of the music that I do listen to. I think O-Town will be up there, but I'm not ashamed of it. So I don't know if it would be considered a guilty pleasure. I mean, like, New Kids on the Block, they got some bangers. So does like NSYNC. My sister and I saw Justin Timberlake in concert a couple years ago. We're talking guilty pleasure music. What is your guilty pleasure? Song, band, artist? What do you guys listen to? Is there an artist that you secretly love, but you don't admit it to other people? Is there a song that you will put on in the car on your Bluetooth when you're by yourself, but when you're with another person and when you're with multiple people, you won't play it. You'll turn on the sports podcast or stuff like that. Anything out there? Is there a song that you know every single word of that you're not proud of? Feel free to call in 803-0930 *930 1-800-616-WBEN. I know it's the summer season. It's concert season here in Western New York. There's a lot of bands that are coming to wherever you want to go. Downtown, Outer Harbor, Darien Lake, Canandaigua. There's a lot of different musical bands that are out there. So we got to hear about your guilty pleasure. Is there any sort of guilty pleasure song that instantly puts you in a good mood? Is there any song that maybe you would hide on your Spotify playlist? Anything like that? Me? No. Whatever I put out on Spotify is public for everyone to see. And I'm not ashamed at all of what I put on there. I have playlists on my phone that will go from, I don't know, maybe even probably, I don't know, a country song that probably goes into like a 2010 pop song that goes into a rock song from like the 1960s. I have no guilty pleasures, I don't think. Maybe I do. I'm not sure. I don't think I do. But I know there's a lot of people out there that do as well. There's somebody on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park Tech Support that does not like boy bands or just has a strong opinion about that. I don't even know if I could read that over the air, so I won't do it. But you're slandering my O-Town boys like that. That's ridiculous. I can't even believe that you would do something like that. The boy bands are for... Yeah, I'm not reading that. So, somebody did text in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. The Carpenters are your guilty pleasure. The first concert that you've ever been to was the Bee Gees. And, yeah, I would say I don't know if I know a single song by the Carpenters. I'm dating myself here. I'm 25 years old. So forgive me if I don't know a song by the Carpenters. But the Bee Gees, yeah. I mean, everyone should know Staying Alive, right? That seems like a pretty cool show to go to. But I don't know. Guilty pleasure. So what is the definition of that? It's probably something that you listen to by yourself and wouldn't listen to it with another person or talk about that artist with another person. Maybe pretend like you don't like that artist or don't like that band at all. Or when it comes on the car, you're like, oh, this song again, but you're secretly tapping your foot or you're bumping your head, stuff like that. And also would love to know, to anyone out there listening, was there any song growing up, if you heard it on the radio, you immediately turned it off, but then years down the road, you hear it again after years of not hearing it, and you're like, you know what, maybe the song isn't that bad after all. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Maybe there's any of those that you couldn't stand it growing up, but when you hear it maybe 10, 20 years down the road, you're like, you know what? I've broadened my horizons a little bit. I can get down with this song, just as long as it's not 24/7, not playing down my throat. I used to really love the song Shut Up and Dance. I don't know who it's by. I think it's Walk the Moon. Shut Up and Dance. That was like the song that played when I was in like eighth grade. Let's see, Walk the Moon. Yeah, Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. I think that was 2014 that song came on. And I heard it for the first time on one of the alternative radio stations, or maybe I heard it on Pandora or something like that. And I heard it, I was like, this song is really good. And then it got to the point where it just nonstop played over and over and over and over again to the point where I couldn't stand it. Anyone else have the same thing with a different song? Like, if I hear one good song, I'll add it to my playlist, and if it happens to play on shuffle, it happens to play on shuffle. You will not catch me overkilling one song, unless it's like the best thing I've ever heard, or unless it's like one of my favorite musical artists of all time. I'm not one to overplay the heck out of a song. Let's see. Oh, we're getting some texts now. We are getting some texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board now. We're talking about guilty pleasure music. And Andy Kim's Rock Me Gently. Yep, that's one that you probably wouldn't catch me listening to. And no, that is not a hint that that is a guilty pleasure of mine. I'm just not a big fan of that song. But that is your guilty pleasure. We've only just begun. I don't know who that's by. Feel free if you're texting in. Feel free to call in, though, too. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Feel free to call in with Rush Hour here, guilty pleasure music. We've only just begun. Feel free to type in the artist, too, not just the song. Any song that The Edge of U2 plays, taking a sonically music trip whenever The Edge of U2 dominates a U2 track. The Edge is one of the most underrated, underappreciated musicians of all time. There's a lot of people that'll listen to U2 and say, oh, they're overrated, blah, 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 blah. There are a lot of people that don't like U2 because of their political stance. I see beyond politics whenever I listen to music. I listen for the song. I don't listen for their political views. It's the same thing when I watch TV. It's the same thing when I watch movies. I couldn't care less about Leo DiCaprio complaining about air pollution while he flies his helicopter everywhere. If he's in a good movie, he's in a good movie and I'll enjoy it. It's the same thing with musicians. There's a lot of people that turn away from U2 or say that they're overrated without even listening to a single song, or I don't agree with them politically, so I don't listen to them. If you listen to The Edge play on the guitar from U2, just like this texter wrote in, sonically musical trip, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. If you ever listen to any of their live stuff, so you have to be a U2 fan. You got to listen to their studio stuff because their studio stuff's really good. Anything up until probably, I don't know. I mean, they've had some good songs all throughout their history, but they've also experimented a little bit. And they've released some questionable stuff that I don't really like. There's an album from like 1997 that's where they went like full techno pop, and that was a bunch of crap. But like if you listen to Joshua Tree, that's easily the best. If you listen to Under a Blood Red Sky, best. That one's up there too. I mean, those are great. But if you listen to their live stuff, when they just let The Edge do his thing, and you know, sometimes the songs are like 7 minutes long, but it's because they're letting The Edge do like a 4 minute long solo. And it's incredible. If you ever listen to Mysterious Ways and listen to what that guy does on the guitar, yeah, that's a sonic trip. Try a song by the Red Clay Strays called Wondering Why. Much better than the boy bands. You know what? I'm listening. I listen to everything, Texter. So if you just give me suggestions, I'll listen to anything. We've Only Just Begun is by the Carpenters. Got it. Another texter said, Will Smith, I will never watch him again after the slap. Fair enough. I don't think that's political or anything. That's just morals. You have morals. Kelly Clarkson's Behind These Hazel Eyes is a banger. Fight me. Yes. I think Joe Beamer told me one time that he's seen Kelly Clarkson in concert, and I immediately said that I was jealous. If Kelly Clarkson came to Buffalo tomorrow, I would go. I would take off work to go watch. She has some great songs. Great karaoke songs. Great songs you can crank up in the club and just sing. Since You've Been Gone, Behind These Hazel Eyes, Breakaway. Like, those songs are incredible. See, this is what I mean. I don't have a guilty pleasure at all. I can bang out to Kelly Clarkson in public, and I would not be ashamed of it. And I'm not going to fight you on that, because Behind These Hazel Eyes is a great song. So you're just giving me a lot of good stuff to listen to, but feel free to call in as well. We're getting a lot of fantastic texts here on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We're talking guilty pleasure music. Trevor, Rush Hour, Howard, filling in for Joe Beamer. Don't go away, because Tom Puckett's got you at the top of the hour news right here News Radio 930 WBEN.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.